Now I am. I need to apologize to my colleague from Nigeria because I promised her I wouldn't take the floor again. Just to respond to a couple questions that were raised. Yes, the United States believes that arms control and disarmament agreements should be effectively verifiable. We should be able to have a real degree of confidence that the provisions are being complied with. We have yet to see a concept for a verification protocol, and I would challenge somebody to go find the word verification anywhere in the composite text, because it's not there. But we've yet to see one that we think comes anywhere near that threshold. So then my colleague seems to have raised the underlying question was, well, then why did the U.S. negotiate and sign the BWC? Well, we had made a national unilateral decision to abandon our biological weapons program and destroy our weapons. We thought it would be nice if the Soviets did. It's pretty much that simple. If doing that meant we had to do it without good verification, it was still better than giving up our program and knowing that someone else had a big one that was a real and present threat. Now, one last thing. Yes, our position has always been that effective verification is important, but it's also important to remember that effective verification is only the first step that generates information. Then governments have to do something about it. What we've seen over the last couple of years in another forum not too far from this one gives us real qualms about the collective political will of states' parties to actually stand up and take meaningful action to hold countries to account for flagrant violations of their obligations.